From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. What was once a windfall for several Bay Area counties may now be a curse as California seeks to reclaim millions in the midst of a COVID-19-induced fiscal nightmare. KALW's Precious Green reports.
Five Bay Area counties should be forced to repay millions to a state education fund, according to the California Department of Finance. San Francisco officials estimate the city could be liable for a $180 million repayment this year, and it doesn't stop there. San Francisco and four other counties stand to lose hundreds of millions of dollars every year going forward. This comes on top of local budgets that have been decimated by the coronavirus. The finance department alleges that San Francisco, San Mateo, Napa, Marin, and Santa Clara counties took money meant for schools and treated it as a budget windfall. And here's where it gets complicated. The state argues that the counties misinterpreted a formula that determines whether or not they've put enough tax money into something called the Education Revenue Augmentation Fund, or ERAF for short. Much of the money at issue has already been spent, and the counties argue it has been properly allocated. San Francisco used its funds to address homelessness, housing, teacher salaries, and energy independence. In a letter to state legislators, county board presidents noted that, quote, the proposal is unfairly punitive and improper, especially given the significant fiscal challenges facing our counties, end quote. They went on to describe it as premature and harmful and urged legislators to reject it. This matter is likely to end up in court unless the parties can reach a compromise. I'm Precious Green, KALW News.
The University of California's governing board is unanimously backing a measure that would restore affirmative action programs at its schools. The proposed ballot measure would repeal the controversial voter-approved statewide ban that's been blamed for a decline in diversity in the prestigious university system. The vote today by the university system's Board of Regents means the UC endorses a proposal that would ask voters in November to repeal 1996's Proposition 209. It banned, quote, preferential treatment, unquote, for minority groups applying to state colleges and government jobs. The State Assembly approved the measure last week. It still must pass the State Senate to go on the November 3rd ballot. You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.